Hello, and welcome to Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, I'll be continuing with my series of music from the 1920s with some great songs from 1928. When I was compiling initial selections, it became rapidly apparent that 1928 was a bumper year. I basically had more than enough tracks for four shows. To leave some gems for the future, though, I'll restrict myself to just two editions. To open, here's a real flapper song from Lynn Larson and the Wurlitzer in the Bray Organ Loft in Salt Lake City, Utah, Doin' the Raccoon. Composed by J. Fred Coots in 1928, and what a name, Doin' the Raccoon, glorifying trendy raccoon coats and yet another short-lived dance craze. Lynn Larson and the Organ Loft Wurlitzer in Salt Lake City. In 1928, Helen Keane was a top female singer, and her voice and looks were the source for the creation of the animated Betty Boop. Her signature tune, though, was I Want to Be Loved by You, a song by Harry Ruby and Herbert Stothart, with lyrics by Bert Kalmar. Only a few artists have recorded the song on theatre pipes, with the most notable being George Wright. George Wright and his South Pasadena studio Wurlitzer in the warehouse owned by Bob Power, a track from the Radio Days CD released by Banda. From one of the best-known organists of all time to somebody completely new to me, Lionel LeMay, an organ teacher and one of the team of artists playing the Barton at the Redford Theatre Detroit in the 1980s. This track of Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson's Making Whoopee is just one of two of Lionel's in my library, but on this showing, I wish I had more. Thank you. Making Whoopee, one of Eddie Cantor's all-time great hits from 1928, Lionel LeMay and the Redford Theatre Barton. Haydn Wood was an early 20th century English violinist and composer whose best-known song is Roses of Picardy, which earned him a six-figure sum of royalties. He also wrote A Brown Bird Singing, Horse Guards Whitehall, which was the theme from the BBC's Down Your Way, and this, I Love to Hear You Singing, which has been played and recorded by many artists. This is the original 1929 arrangement by Jesse Crawford. Jesse Crawford and the Wurlitzer in the broadcasting studio of the Paramount New York in 1929. My next track is somewhat of a mystery. It's from a cassette produced for the Embassy Theatre in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and it features three artists, Bob Ort, Dine Pfeffenberger, and the late Bob Goldstein, who was pivotal in saving both theatre and the rare Page organ. Unfortunately, the cover notes don't specify who plays what, so I've no idea who played this arrangement of Coquette. Thank you. Coquette by Gus Carr, Carmen Lombardo and Johnny Green, copyrighted in 1928. Dorothy Fields and Jimmy Kennedy supplied the music for Blackbirds of 1928, their first show for which the duo had written the entire score, and at 518 performances, it went on to be the longest-running all-black show on Broadway. Its two main stars were Adelaide Hall and Bill Bojangles Robinson. The music from it is stellar, with the main themes in this upcoming medley from Bill Vlasic being I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Digga Digga Doo, I Must Have That Man, Porgy, doing the new lowdown, reprising with I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Thank you. Blackbirds of 1928, a longer than usual track from Bill Vlasic and the Wurlitzer in the Sexton Auditorium off Pasadena City College, recorded in concert by myself in October of 1993. The 1928 stage musical Present Arms was Rodgers and Hart's 12th collaboration, about a third of the way along their joint careers. The one enduring song was You Took Advantage of Me, which Paul Whiteman recorded as a fast foxtrot, complete with the Bing Crosby and Rhythm Boys vocal. In his 2018 American Theatre Organ Society convention concert on the newly installed Wurlitzer in the Vic Lopez Auditorium of Whittier High School in Southern California, Justin Lavoie opted for a more sedate but still swinging arrangement. For today's closer is the almost obligatory De Silva, Brown & Henderson hit for the year 1928. Actually, they had several, including Sunny Boy, Button Up Your Overcoat, and You're the Cream in My Coffee. This is a track that Kevin Morgan recorded on the Moller in Organ Builder's Lockhof in Weikersheim, Germany. Kevin Morgan with You're the Cream in My Coffee from a CD of unknown vintage. I'll have part two of the bumper year of 1928 next time on Hot Pipes, but right now it's time for me to go. I hope you've enjoyed this 250th half-hour edition and that you'll join me, Steve Ashley, again soon. Bye for now.